This is the listening test. There are two parts in the listening section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do. Part 1, from question 1 to 6. You will hear a woman, Vanessa, talking about a journey she made with her husband, Robert, and her baby, Ben. Choose the correct answer A, B or C to answer each of the following questions.
Good evening, Vanessa. You're going to tell us about your journey. Where was it from and to?
Well, my husband Robert and I had worked in Hong Kong for years. We got married there 6 years ago and had a baby there. But last year we gave up our jobs and decided to sail back to England with the baby.
And how long did it take you to get ready for the trip?
We had 6 months to buy a boat and make sure we had everything we needed. My friends didn't believe I could live in such a small space, but I was happy about that. I was most anxious about our health, particularly the baby, and I started collecting medicines in case we needed them.
And your first stop was Singapore?
Yes. The first part of the journey was the worst. We were sick all the time. I hadn't expected to hit bad weather so soon. We'd no worries about the boat, which had already been round the world once. In fact, when we reached Singapore, I wasn't sure about spending 6 more months on the boat, and I considered flying home to England, but luckily decided not to. We spent 6 long, boring weeks in Singapore waiting for the weather to improve.
And you were joined by your father-in-law?
On the next part of the journey, my father-in-law joined us with a friend of his who's a cook. It was wonderful to have a cook to prepare meals. This gave Robert and me more time. My father-in-law was very happy to take care of the baby while we sailed the boat.
And did the baby enjoy the trip?
He did, I think. He loved climbing up the steps in the boat. He spent the first year of his life at sea. While he was awake, we played with him, because it was dangerous to leave him alone. I'm sure this is why he wants us to play with him all the time now. I worried that he wouldn't learn to walk, but he had no problems. He'll only eat particular foods, but all children are like that, whether they've been on a boat or not.
And do you have any advice for other people sailing with children?
Children are happy on long journeys as long as they have plenty to do on board. It's dangerous otherwise. We just had one child with us, but it might be better with 2 or 3 who can play together.
Well, has anyone got any questions?
Now, listen to part one again.
Good evening, Vanessa. You're going to tell us about your journey. Where was it from and to?
Well, my husband Robert and I had worked in Hong Kong for years. We got married there 6 years ago and had a baby there. But last year we gave up our jobs and decided to sail back to England with the baby.
And how long did it take you to get ready for the trip?
We had 6 months to buy a boat and make sure we had everything we needed. My friends didn't believe I could live in such a small space, but I was happy about that. I was most anxious about our health, particularly the baby, and I started collecting medicines in case we needed them.
And your first stop was Singapore?
Yes. The first part of the journey was the worst. We were sick all the time. I hadn't expected to hit bad weather so soon. We'd no worries about the boat, which had already been round the world once. In fact, when we reached Singapore, I wasn't sure about spending 6 more months on the boat, and I considered flying home to England, but luckily decided not to. We spent 6 long, boring weeks in Singapore waiting for the weather to improve.
And you were joined by your father-in-law?
On the next part of the journey, my father-in-law joined us with a friend of his who's a cook. It was wonderful to have a cook to prepare meals. This gave Robert and me more time. My father-in-law was very happy to take care of the baby while we sailed the boat.
And did the baby enjoy the trip?
He did, I think. He loved climbing up the steps in the boat. He spent the first year of his life at sea. While he was awake, we played with him because it was dangerous to leave him alone. I'm sure this is why he wants us to play with him all the time now. I worried that he wouldn't learn to walk, but he had no problems. He'll only eat particular foods, but all children are like that, whether they've been on a boat or not.
And do you have any advice for other people sailing with children?
Children are happy on long journeys as long as they have plenty to do on board. It's dangerous otherwise. We just had one child with us, but it might be better with 2 or 3 who can play together.
Well, has anyone got any questions?
Part 2. From question 7 to 15. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the form below. Write no more than 3 words or a number for each answer.
Hello, how may I help you?
Well, I've been seeing these yellow boxes in front of a lot of houses in my neighborhood. Just wondered what they were for. I noticed your phone number on all of them, so I called. Could you tell me about your business?
We do recycling, but we're not a business. Gaia's Guardians is a non-profit group. We encourage recycling as a way of protecting the environment.
I don't know. I mean, it is a good idea, but I really don't read the newspaper every day or anything.
And we don't come collect newspapers every day. In fact, we only do pickups every other week.
Oh, well, then maybe I could help. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's too much rubbish lying around everywhere. I'd like to help out, I guess.
That's great, sir. You're doing the right thing. Okay, I need to get your contact information. What's your name, please?
Peter Wisrow.
Peter, how do you spell your last name? Wisrow?
No, actually, it's Wisrough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible speller.
You're a good speller. It's just that my family are terrible pronouncers.
You're quite a card, Peter. Okay, now what's your address?
Number 168 Bridge Road. That's here in London. How about if I have any questions?
I'm sending you a copy of our booklet too. The booklet has our phone number and our email address, helpline@blackcat.com. That's helpline@blackcat.com. But I nearly forgot to ask, what's your postcode?
BS97PU.
PS97BU?
No, that's B as in boy, S97P as in Peter, U. So, I'm guessing those yellow boxes I saw are for recycled newspapers.
Yes, that is correct, and it's free of charge.
Wow, that's good news. Do you recycle anything besides newspaper?
Oh, yes, we recycle most everything. Glass, plastic, paper.
Oh, so I can put like glass and plastic bottles in the box.
Sorry again. Things like that you have to bring to our collection center.
And where is that?
Our main centre isn't that far from you. It's actually right on the east side of Central Park.
That new blue building?
That's the one.
Cool. Hey, what's with all those different coloured boxes outside that place?
Oh, that's for the different materials we recycle. The blue is for metal, the green is for glass and plastics, and the yellow, of course, is for paper.
Okay, I'll try and manage to keep all that straight.
Oh, no need. They're each labelled.
Great. So which one would I put magazines in?
Actually, they don't go in any of the bins. Unfortunately, magazines can't be recycled because of the material they're made of. It's such a waste. So, would you be interested in volunteering?
I'll think about it. Could you send me some more info?
Absolutely. Along with the newspaper box, I'll be sending you our booklet, Savvy. That is S-A-V-V-Y. It tells you about what you can do to protect the environment in your daily life. Plus, it lists things you can do as a volunteer with our group.
Hey, that's cool. Thanks.
My pleasure. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
Nope, that's it.
Now, listen to part two again.
Hello, how may I help you?
Well, I've been seeing these yellow boxes in front of a lot of houses in my neighborhood. Just wondered what they were for. I noticed your phone number on all of them, so I called. Could you tell me about your business?
We do recycling, but we're not a business. Gaia's Guardians is a non-profit group. We encourage recycling as a way of protecting the environment.
I don't know. I mean, it is a good idea, but I really don't read the newspaper every day or anything.
And we don't come collect newspapers every day. In fact, we only do pickups every other week.
Oh, well, then maybe I could help. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's too much rubbish lying around everywhere. I'd like to help out, I guess.
That's great, sir. You're doing the right thing. Okay, I need to get your contact information. What's your name, please?
Peter Wisrow.
Peter, how do you spell your last name? W-I-S-R-O-W?
No, actually, it's W-I-S-R-O-U-G-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible speller.
You're a good speller. It's just that my family are terrible pronouncers.
You're quite a card, Peter. Okay, now what's your address?
Number 168 Bridge Road. That's here in London. How about if I have any questions?
I'm sending you a copy of our booklet too. The booklet has our phone number and our email address, helpline@blackcat.com. That's helpline@blackcat.com. But I nearly forgot to ask, what's your postcode?
BS97PU.
PS97BU?
No, that's B as in boy, S97P as in Peter, U. So I'm guessing those yellow boxes I saw are for recycled newspapers.
Yes, that is correct, and it's free of charge.
Wow, that's good news. Do you recycle anything besides newspaper?
Oh, yes, we recycle most everything. Glass, plastic, paper.
Oh, so I can put like glass and plastic bottles in the box.
Sorry again. Things like that you have to bring to our collection center.
And where is that?
Our main center isn't that far from you. It's actually right on the east side of Central Park.
That new blue building?
That's the one.
Cool. Hey, what's with all those different colored boxes outside that place?
Oh, that's for the different materials we recycle. The blue is for metal, the green is for glass and plastics, and the yellow, of course, is for paper.
Okay. I'll try and manage to keep all that straight.
Oh, no need. They're each labeled.
Great. So which one would I put magazines in?
Actually, they don't go in any of the bins. Unfortunately, magazines can't be recycled because of the material they're made of. It's such a waste. So, would you be interested in volunteering?
I'll think about it. Could you send me some more info?
Absolutely. Along with the newspaper box, I'll be sending you our booklet, Savvy. That is S-A-V-V-Y. It tells you about what you can do to protect the environment in your daily life. Plus, it lists things you can do as a volunteer with our group.
Hey, that's cool. Thanks.
My pleasure. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
Nope, that's it.
That is the end of the listening section. Stop work on this section now, and do the other parts of the test.